Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming poverty and the lack of prosperity in your life. God wants you to prosper and to be blessed spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially. And we're talking about the causes that bring a curse of poverty upon a person and how we can overcome them. We've talked about the fact that if we don't seek God, then we will not prosper. But the Bible says as long as he sought the Lord, then God would cause him to prosper. I tell you, God will prosper you. He wants you to have a good journey. That's what prosperity means. He wants you to be blessed and see the promises of God come to pass in your life. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. When you seek the Lord, you're not going to want any good thing. God's going to bring revelation. As you seek, you're going to find. And you're going to walk in his ways, and then he's going to meet all of your needs and provide everything that he wants to give you according to his word. We also see not obeying the word of God will bring a curse of poverty. The Bible says if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. If we refuse and rebel, we will be devoured. We also saw the fact that if they didn't hearken to the commandments of the Lord, then they would not have their prosperity or their peace in their life. In fact, that the Bible says that they would have peace as a river if they would have hearkened unto the commandments. That means that the prosperity of God, the peace of God, would flow continuously in their life. Proverbs 13, verse 18, we saw how poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. Always receive the instruction of the Lord in any of his reproof or correction. Otherwise, it will be seeds for poverty and shame in your life. We also talked about the fact that we must be a tither and a giver of offerings. Malachi 3:8, will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. He said, you're cursed with a curse, for you've robbed me, even this whole nation. He said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. If you are a tither, that's the tenth, and remember that's the first tenth off of the gross. It belongs to the Lord, not if you have any left over. When you get your paycheck, you take the first tenth off the gross, and you bring it unto the Lord. And also the giving of offerings. Giving of offerings is beyond the tithe. After the first 10%, then beyond that would be the area of offerings. Remember Hebrews 7:8, here men die that receive the tithes, but there of whom it witnessed that he liveth, receiveth them. Meaning that when you bring of your tithes and offerings and gifts unto the Lord, that Jesus, who is our high priest in heaven, receives them. He's the one, and where's there? It's in heaven. Who's the one that's witnessed that he liveth? It's Jesus. He's the high priest of this covenant. You and I are priests if we are born again, and we are bringing our gifts, our offering, as well as our tithe unto the Lord, and he receives them. What does he do? Deuteronomy 26 indicates that he sets it before the Father, and we worship him. When you give your tithes and offerings, you are worshiping the Lord. And then he looks down from his holy habitation and he blesses us, his people, as he pours out his blessings. The windows of heaven, that's the floodgates of heaven, are going to be opened and pouring blessings. It's not just financial, it's in all areas of your life. We also were talking about withholding from the poor. You cannot withhold from the poor and think that you're going to be blessed. God says in Proverbs 28:27, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth him, his eyes shall have many a curse. If you hide your eyes from the poor, you'll have many a curse. We need to give unto the poor. When we do so, we will not lack. Why? Because we're actually lending to the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, he that hath pity upon the poor, what is he doing? He's lending to the Lord. And that which he has given, will he pay him again. Otherwise, you're essentially in the spirit lending to God, and God says that he will bring it back unto you. Proverbs 11:24, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. Be sure that you're giving what God tells you to give. Of course, you give your tithe automatically every time you receive a paycheck. The giving of offerings is as you purpose in your heart and as you are led by the Spirit of God, and as situations arise and when he speaks to you, you need to give and do what he tells you to do. Let Jesus be Lord over your pocketbook. Let him be Lord over your finances. You are a steward of what God's given you, and you are to be a good steward, and let the Lord direct the financial giving in your life. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22:16, he that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. I tell you, if you're just trying to increase your riches and you're oppressing the poor, the Bible says you're going to come to want in your life. Your prosperity financially may be here today and gone tomorrow if you don't have the right motivation in what you're doing and you're not doing the Word of God in your life. In Psalms chapter 41, verse 1, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. I'll tell you, you consider the poor in their trouble, then God will come and deliver you in time of your trouble if you have situations that come against you. Very important that you do not withhold from the poor. Another cause of poverty is the fact if someone has greed or covetousness. In Luke chapter 12, verse 15, he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. You know, that's the way the world looks at it. They possess things. They possess all this money and all these things to hoard up. You need to realize, take heed, beware of that covetousness attitude. Don't let it get a hold of you. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. What's a man's life consist in? It consists in the things that he has from the Lord and what he's doing in line with the Word of God. God wants you to get rid of that greed or covetousness attitude. Put it away from you. Let it all go. Covetousness is idolatry. You're actually serving whatever you're coveting, and it is sin in a person's life. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, the Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. If you covet after it, you will err from the faith and pierce yourselves with many sorrows. Don't let a coveting attitude be in you towards money. Remember, there's nothing wrong with money, but it's the love of money. The love of money, it becomes an idol in your life, is the root of all evil. Don't let the love of money have control of you. You essentially are worshiping money, looking at that as your source, and it becomes an idol in your life. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, the Bible says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. You've got to be sure that you don't ever have a trust in uncertain riches. Instead, we're supposed to trust in the Lord. If God's given you an abundance of finances, you have riches in this world, don't ever let yourself be high-minded. Instead, you are to keep your eyes on the Lord and do what he tells you to do with the finances that he's given you. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. At the same time, don't trust in those uncertain riches and be ready to give out whatever God wants you to do. It goes on and says that they do good, that they be rich in good works. We want to be rich in good works, ready to distribute, ready to give out whatever God tells you to do, and willing to communicate or to share. God is wanting you to get rid of any ungodly trust in riches or having the love of money whatsoever. Get rid of it in your life. In fact, the Bible says, lay up in store for a foundation, for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. When you learn to give out and do what God wants you to do, be ready to distribute what God has given unto you as he directs you, then you're going to be laying hold upon eternal life. Praise God. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20, the Bible says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. He that hastes to be rich has an evil eye, in verse 22. and considerest not that poverty shall come upon him. If you have this attitude, I want to be rich, I got to be rich, you have an evil eye, and poverty is going to come upon you because of the wrong motivation in your life. You need to be faithful at the things that are important to God. Then you'll abound with blessings. But if you make haste to be rich, you will not be innocent. You will be responsible and chargeable before God. God wants you never to let money have control in your life. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 6. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. You see, God's looking at your heart. He's looking at the things that are coming forth, your motivation, why you do what you do. If you are poor and you walk in uprightness, that is better than if you are perverse in your ways, though you be rich. At the same time, God doesn't want you to stay poor. He wants you to have abundance. You start giving, start doing what God tells you to do, and He will start blessing you, and He will start prospering you in your life. Praise God. Another principle is laziness. A lazy person will come to poverty. God wants you not to be lazy. He wants you to be diligent and doing the things that He's told you to do. You're to work and put your hands to the things He's called you to do, and He will bless the work of your hands. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. I'll tell you, if you're lazy, if you're slothful, if you won't get out and work, then you're going to have poverty. The Bible says if the guy won't work, he's not going to eat. You know, you need to be out there working and doing what God has equipped you to do. Whatever He's enabled you to do, go forth and do it. Go forth and do it, and then He will prosper you. If you're lazy, if you don't want to work, you're a sluggard, then you're going to come to poverty. Proverbs 20, verse 13, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. I tell you, we don't want to be slothful, we don't want to be lazy, we want to be those that are going to get out there and work. And when you work, then God is going to prosper the work of your hands. So we're talking about overcoming poverty. Do these principles that are going to bring forth prosperity, and God will bring it to pass in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,